Call the meeting to order. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. This is an open meeting of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board on November 19, 2007. We welcome you who have joined us today in person or listening to the webcast of this meeting. Today, the board will consider a recommendation to approve the PCAOB's 2008 budget in accordance with Section 109B of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Before we proceed with the agenda, I will note for the record that all board members are present. The purpose of our meeting today is to discuss the PCAOB's budget for calendar year 2008. This budget reflects an intensive review of the PCAOB's 2007 expenditures to date and a careful projection of its funding needs for 2008. At $144.6 million, this budget represents the PCAOB's continuing transition to a steady state organization. I use the word continuing purposefully because now that I am in my second year as chairman, it has become clear to me that while we have established appropriate program frameworks for meeting our statutory responsibilities with respect to standard setting and our oversight of public auditing firms, the programs themselves are still evolving. And there continue to be some significant variables. During 2006 and a large part of this year, work on a new standard on an integrated audit of internal controls over financial reporting dominated the workload of our Office of the Chief Auditor. Looking forward, the PCAOB has a number of important standard-setting initiatives before us. Work on specific standards is underway, for example, on concurring partner review, risk assessment, and the interim standards. We also must play a more active role in working with international audit standard setters. These tasks cannot be performed seriatim. Accordingly, we are seeking a modest expansion of resources in the Office of the Chief Accountant to assure that it can accomplish priority tasks. Let me add that auditing standard number 5, AS5, the number one priority a year ago, is not behind us. We have a significant responsibility to train our inspectors and work with firms to ensure that the new standard is implemented appropriately. The board established a technical policy position at the board level to assist in implementation of AS5, among other things, and our Division of Inspections is working closely with our Office of Research and Analysis and Office of the Chief Auditor to provide that training, particularly in the critical areas that require the application of judgment, and to provide subject matter expertise during inspections of audit firms for compliance with the new standard. With respect to inspections, our Division of Inspections and the Office of Research and Analysis are working closely together to enhance our risk assessment techniques so that our inspections target the high-risk audits and are therefore more effective in meeting our twin mandates of investor protection and helping to assure that audit reports are informative, fair, and independent. With over 10,000 issuers and only 256 inspection staff, it is critical that we have an accurate method for selecting audits for review when we go into the field. During 2008, we intend to inspect the 11 largest accounting firms that we inspect annually, plus about 220 domestic firms, compared to roughly 180 in 2007. Moreover, this year we expect to begin inspections in certain European Union member states as well as in Asia and South America. International inspections are particularly costly in terms of time and travel and require ongoing coordination with foreign authorities. These international inspections place additional demands on our scarce inspection resources, and this pressure requires us to assure that our inspections at home are precisely focused and work efficiently. The board also is resolved to continue to share key findings and observations derived from our inspection program through a wide range of appropriate channels with registered accounting firms of all sizes, the public, and other interested parties, and to continue to seek input from those parties about our standard setting and other activities. During 2008, we will continue to meet our responsibilities head on. Toward that end, our 2008 budget is strategically aligned with and supports fulfillment of our statutory mandates. Those statutory mandates, as well as our commitment to operate efficiently, effectively, and with the greatest integrity, were incorporated into a multi-year strategic plan last May. The plan is available on our website, and the budget we are adopting today is explicitly aligned with our strategic plan. The board also was careful to assure that the budget is appropriate and conservative because we are highly conscious that our mission is supported by public issuers and in turn by their shareholders. This year, the SEC's budget rule for the PCAOB went into full effect, and the PCAOB fully complied with the new rule. We devoted considerable resources to discussing program and funding issues in depth with the SEC staff and benefited from the Commission's views during the budget process. The PCAOB's 2008 budget of $144.6 million is approximately $8 million over the amount approved by the SEC for 2007. That translates into roughly a 6% increase over this year. Over 70% of the budget is appropriately related to personnel. As in prior years, approximately one-half of the board's headcount is devoted to our inspection program, which this year, for the first time, was able to meet its hiring goal for the year, due largely to innovative approaches such as our retired partner program. In other areas, though, we again fell short of our hiring goals. Specifically in hiring experienced accountants for the Office of the Chief Auditor and the Division of Enforcement and Investigation. In order to meet the PCAOB's statutory mandates, it is critically important that we staff our programs with highly skilled and experienced professionals who are capable of exercising good judgment and can recognize the kinds of practices and problems that can grow into financial reporting and auditing failures. Our 2008 budget reflects our continued commitment to efficiency and stewardship. It contains a reduction in the budget for information technology from 2007, even though we plan to begin work on several very significant program projects, including an annual and special reporting system. Our ability to improve our performance and cut costs in delivering IT is a direct result of the management initiatives that we implemented over the past 12 months. The budget also reflects reduction in the Office of Research and Analysis of over $1 million. Angela Desmond, Chief of Staff, will introduce Bill Wiggins, the PCAOB's budget officer, who will present a more detailed overview of the PCAOB's 2008 budget. Angela.
Thanks, Mark. I'm really proud to be at the table with Bill today. Bill and his staff worked very hard this year with the board and the divisions to produce a budget that's prudent and sufficient to fund the PCAOB's activities for 2008. They were very careful to meet both the spirit and the letter of the SEC's PCAOB budget rule and needed to exceed those expectations and requirements. The budget's prudent because it will allow the PCAOB to continue to grow modestly towards steady state while taking into account the spending patterns that have been emerging as we begin to level off. The board played an important role in adopting our multi-year strategic plan and communicating its expectation that the budget be aligned with that plan. The board is also taking steps to measure progress against the plan formally through an annual review, as well as through mid-year progress reports and day-to-day oversight and interaction with the staff. I appreciate the direction, the council, and the support that you and the board members have given us this year. Let me turn now to Bill to summarize this year's proposed budget.
Thanks, Angela. If you can't hear me, it's because I'm recovering from not feeling well, so please let me know and I'll speak louder. As Chairman Olson stated, the proposed budget before you today is for $144.6 million. This represents a 6% increase over last year's approved budget of $136.4 million. And will permit the board to end next year with a total headcount of 507 employees, which is 31 more than where we expect total end to end at the end of 07. Of this amount, the largest division, the Division of Registration and Inspections, is anticipated to end 2008 with 260 employees, which is 9 more than where we anticipate they're going to end this year. So overall, since the PCAOB expects to end 2007 with fewer staff than originally approved. The staffing level on the budget has been adjusted to take into account. We'll hold on a minute. All right, we'll try again. The staffing level basically was... Oh. We're expecting to end 2007 a little lower.
Turn this back on, Angela.
Go without it.
Okay.
So, since we expected to end 2007 a little lower than the approved amount.
Can everybody in the room hear Bill? You can't. Okay. I think you need it for the webcast, Bill. So we'll just, that's what you get for saying if you can't hear me, I'll try to speak louder. You're being fully amplified, but I think we'll just
okay. All right.
Do as we can.
So let me try yet again. Since we expect to end 2007 lower than the amount approved originally, we've adjusted the headcount that we expect to attain for 2008. So that's how we arrived at the 507 number that I just mentioned. Beyond that, the largest drivers of the budget really haven't changed much from prior years. Headcount costs, as I believe Mark mentioned, account for roughly 70% of our expenses. Rent and utilities account for another 7%, and then the other largest area is information technology. The 2008 budget contemplates a spending level of $19 million for IT, and this amount will support not only our steady state support functions, but also several new programs, including the development of the new annual and special reporting system, an inspections information system, and an inspection scheduling tool for our inspection. Those are the big areas that total up to the 144.6. The other side of the equation is the accounting support fee, which is derived from the amount that the accounting support fee for 2008 is estimated to be 134.5. In 2007, it was 122.4. So it's $12 million more than last. Provide more detail on how that works if you'd like. The budget also assumes that the board will have 5 months of operating resources and working capital reserve by the end of 2008. And this amount is needed given the timing of when we send out bills. This amount equates to approximately $62 million based on our projected run rate. Year-end run rate for 2008. In putting the budget together, you know, my staff and I work very closely with each division and office head, and a lot of this goes on behind the scenes, but I certainly would be remiss if I didn't thank them for their hard work and appreciation of the process. There were some changes this year, and the budget rule came into effect, and they really came through, so I want to thank everyone. Also, of course, I want to thank Angela and each of you for your assistance, support, and that time you put in with me and my staff. And just thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Those are my summary remarks. I'll certainly take any questions that you may have, but I recommend that the board approve the budget before you do that.
Thank you very much, Bill. Are there any motions regarding this matter?
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Mr. Gradison.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve it.
I move that the board approve its budget for 2008 as recommended and instruct the staff to submit it to the Securities and Exchange Commission for its consideration under Section 109 of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Thank you, Bill and Dan. Motion has been made and seconded, so the question before the board is whether to approve the budget as recommended and then submit it to the SEC for its consideration. Now, first of all, Bill, thank you for your very thorough overview and for the work that you and your staff have done this year. Since our inception, the PCAOB has been careful to assure that its activities are necessary or appropriate to meet its mandates and responsibilities under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, now more fully defined in our strategic plan. Our strategic goals and objectives were the starting point for this year's budget process. Through intense collaboration between the board and our program leaders, we developed a budget that funds our planned activities for next year with great specificity. In doing so, we've been mindful that our mission is supported by public issuers and in turn by their shareholders. Certainly one of our key programs and the largest part of our budget is our inspection program. As I mentioned earlier, given the universe of audits of public companies and public accounting firms and the relatively small size of our inspection staff, it is critically important that the PCAOB accurately risk-focus its inspections. Our Division of Inspections and our Office of Research and Analysis work very closely to identify high-risk audits and risks at audit firms. Their work involves a qualitative and more recently an additional quantitative analysis of external public information blended with information we have gleaned through prior inspections and communications with firms. The expertise and analytical tools we are developing are making us better supervisors and are critical to the success of our supervisory program. In past years, our inspections divisions and other divisions that seek to hire experienced accountants have fallen short of their hiring goals. As a result, we've had to make do with the resources we have. This often requires that we make trade-offs in how we allocate resources and heightens the risk that we cannot fulfill our mandate as we intend. This year, however, our Division of Inspections is very close to meeting its hiring goal for 2007. But we still have some ways to go before the inspections and other divisions, most importantly, the Office of Chief Auditor and Division of Enforcement and Investigations have adequate staff to meet our annual program needs. Consistent with budgetary we will carefully add staff until those divisions reach a steady state. Having said that, the PCAOB is now in sight of reaching full maturity. Our budget office, led ably by Bill Wiggins, has worked collaboratively and tirelessly to gather and analyze the information necessary to assess the organization's 2007 progress in meeting our strategic goals and to build a budget that meets the PCAOB's funding needs for the coming year. But even Bill could not have completed the budget, including assuring compliance with the SEC's budget rule, without the unflagging support, as you mentioned, of Yasmus Agian and Derek Kuiper. Yas and Derek, thank you very much for your help. Bill and his staff worked closely with SEC staff during this budget process. I also commend our program directors and office heads for their collaboration in the budget process. Their strong commitment to the PCAOB's mission and their thoughtful stewardship of the organization's resources. While this budget takes a very conservative approach to funding, I believe it should be adequate to support our 2008 initiatives. I wish to extend my appreciation to the board for their active participation and support during this budget process. I would now like to open the floor for comments and questions from my fellow board members. And we'll start, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, several times already this afternoon you have talked about the close working relationships between the research and analysis activities of ORA and the inspection division. As I look at the numbers, our largest division is in terms of money and staffing, it's registration and inspections. It's pretty clear with registration and inspection fees. Our second largest is investigations and enforcement. That's pretty clear cut, too, and has analogies in other organizations in this town. Research and analysis, at least the words come through or may come through as a bit theoretical and abstruse. I wonder if we could have a further explanation in more detail of how the Office of Research and Analysis actually does support our core programs, particularly inspections. Marty?
Sure, I'll be glad to address that question. ORA provides support across the entire organization, but it primarily assists the inspections program. ORA's primary focus is to enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of the inspections process and to help inspections continuously improve its risk-based audit selection process. So let me be clear about what we research and analyze in ORA. Our research function supports the risk-based audit selection process. It identifies for inspections audits of issuers with elevated risks of audit failure and identifies and describes for inspections accounting issues that present elevated audit risk. Our analysis function enhances the efficiency and effectiveness of the inspections process. It does this by providing information and analysis that helps inspections to, one, monitor audit firm and issuer events such as auditor changes, restatements, adverse internal control opinions, and the like. Secondly, plan inspections of audit firms, supports them in that regard by providing such information as audit firm profiles, profiles of offices, or issuer profiles of companies that have been targeted and selected. And it helps them by then analyzing results of prior inspections, aggregating both internal and external information together. So our research and analysis activities are very tangible and actionable, highly focused on supporting the board's risk-based inspections process.
Well, Marty, you've emphasized what you do in terms of the information and analyses you provide to inspections. You get feedback from them, or over time, do you anticipate getting feedback from them? What they find by using the leads that you give them and so forth?
We do get feedback from inspections. Our efforts are really on a continuous basis working together. We provide them information on information about audits or issues that we think are identified for inspections. They, of course, give us the feedback of what's coming from their inspection reports and whether or not the information we're providing them is useful or not. To the extent we provide feedback, they give us feedback, we try to adjust our research accordingly. But our interaction with inspections is continuous.
You stressed that quite properly, the inspection-related activities. Seems to me, as I recall it, that the first and so far only audit alert that we put out was developed by your organization. Was that on backdating of employee stock options, right?
Yes, practice alert with respect to the backdating of stock options was issued just about a year ago.
Should we expect in the future to be, when it's appropriate, to be other alerts that would come from us, and would those be developed by your staff?
Yeah,
with the input of others.
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, we do provide support for the entire organization with a focus on inspections, but in our process of identifying accounting issues for inspections, those same issues can be of benefit in our efforts where we work with standards or other part or with the board. And in the case of standards, we might identify issues that might need further clarification for auditors. So from time to time, we do identify accounting issues or audit issues where we think further clarity may be needed in practice, and we discuss such matters with standards.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Kayla?
I prefer to defer and leave my comments to Dan.
Charlie?
Okay. Well, first, I'd like to start by thanking Bill Wiggins and his staff, Gary Kuiper, and Yasna Shagin, for all their hard work on the budget. This has not been an easy process, and yet you've consistently maintained a positive, constructive attitude. Thank you. I'm going to vote in favor of sending the budget to the SEC, but it's not without some difficulty. Two concerns stand out and are worth noting. The first is the fact that for the first time in our history, and before we accomplish what is necessary to fulfill our statutory mandate, the budget will constrain our staffing. I don't believe that constraint is called for. I understand that there has been some frustration that in the past we've consistently set targets for hiring, particularly for in inspections, and that we haven't been able to reach those targets. Of course, these hiring shortfalls have only resulted in accumulated underspend, which we have applied to reduce the next year's budget. That itself is not a reason to limit staffing now that we're finally making some progress in hiring. Indeed, the cap placed on inspection hiring today is less than the goal we established in 2006 for inspectors, which I am more convinced than ever is necessary and appropriate, given how limited our inspections coverage is. Although we've finally seen some softening in the employment market for experienced accountants in the past 2 months, the proposed budget for 2008 only provides for hiring 8 more inspectors. This will take us to 260 inspectors, which is less than the 282-person goal that we set in the 2006 budget. But as I said before, I believe our inspections are having an immensely important effect on the auditing firms, both in helping to foster a renewed focus on protecting investor interests, as well as in focusing auditors on improvements necessary in the conduct of individual audits. These changes have not been welcomed to everyone. There are some who long for the old days when audits were less robust. There's no doubt in my mind, though, that stronger audits make stronger markets, enhancing investor protection from financial reporting failures and lowering the net cost of raising capital. We've also been asked to reduce the planned growth in enforcement, which I also think is inadvisable. We have had a very small enforcement group of 14 lawyers and 11 accountants. They are an outstanding group of professionals, but they are insufficient to cover the beat of global audit firms that employ thousands and tens of thousands each. My second concern relates to IT. After staffing, IT is the second largest budget driver. At this time, our IT strategy is in transition. From my perspective, we do not have a long-term strategy that will adequately fulfill the needs of the organization. I had a similar concern last year. I had hoped my concern would have been satisfied during the year, but it wasn't. In the meantime, we've lost our CIO and several IT staff. Mark Stewart, who has been with us from our earliest days, has admirably worked to help shape the requests into viable projects. But it will take considerable work to rebuild the IT department necessary to execute that strategy. In light of our staffing constraints, efficiencies achievable through effective use of IT will be more than critical. Finally, I'd like to say a word about the process. In a word, it's been disturbing. From my perspective as a board member, between the internal development process and the external negotiations with the SEC, it has not adequately provided for board involvement. I'm confident in the quality and good faith of the work of the budget office. It's obvious we need the staff that would be funded by this budget. In fact, we need more. Therefore, I feel I have little choice but to ask for the amount proposed. But I do have misgivings about the process by which it was reached, and I hope in the future that we will find a better way. I have no questions. Thank you.
Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As has already been noted, the 2008 budget that we're considering today would permit the board to spend $144.6 million and to end next year with a staff of 507. The proposed budget represents an increase in authorized spending of about $8.2 million, or 6%, from the 2007 budget of $136.4 million. I support the proposed budget. I'd like to briefly highlight several things that I think may help place it in context. $144.6 million is a substantial sum of money, and it's certainly fair to ask why we need funding at that level. While there's already been considerable discussion addressing that question, I just emphasize 2 points. First, the board's most important resource is its people, and personnel costs are over 71% of our 2008 budget. We work in a sophisticated field in which there's a tremendous competition for talent. We set high standards as to whom we will employ, particularly in terms of the auditing experience levels of our inspection staff. Attracting, compensating, and retaining talented people, particularly veteran auditors, requires significant resources. Necessarily, the budget reflects those costs. Second, $65.3 million of the proposed 2008 budget, or about 45%, would be directly allocated to the Division of Registration and Inspection. Other components of the budget, particularly the Office of Research and Analysis and IT, use the majority of their resources in direct support of inspection. Similarly, enforcement serves as the shotgun behind the door in situations where inspections recommendations alone aren't adequate to protect investors and promote quality auditing. That program accounts for another $10.6 million of the budget. In enacting Sarbanes-Oxley, Congress envisioned an oversight process driven largely by active and timely auditor inspection, with around 1,000 domestic and foreign firms that have to be inspected. Fulfilling that vision requires significant resources. I guess that, in brief, is why we need $144.6 million. Conversely, I suppose a question might also be raised as to whether $144.6 million is adequate, especially given the breadth of our responsibilities and the rapid pace of change in financial reporting. Charlie Niemeyer has already raised some of those questions. As compared to the 2008 budget, it actually reflected a decrease in our authorized staffing of about 12 positions. Those concerned about our ability to get our work done in a timely and effective manner might ask whether we should be seeking still more in 2008. Of course, none of us can foresee the future, and it's certainly possible that factors that we don't adequately anticipate today will cause us to need more resources during 2008. However, I view this budget as consistent with our ability to do the job Congress has assigned us based on the 2008 environment as we can project it today. Indeed, it actually provides for a significant level of growth. We're now projecting that we'll actually spend only $127.5 million during 2007, and we'll end the year with 476 people on board. Therefore, the 2008 budget reflects a spending increase of about $17.1 million, or about 13%, over actual 2007 spending, and an increase of 31 people, or about 6.5%, of our 2007 staff. I think this is consistent with our ability to recruit, and with our ability to effectively and efficiently deploy additional staff as we bring them on board. In summary, I believe that the proposed 2008 budget would give the board the resources it needs fulfill its statutory responsibilities, and I support it. I did want to ask about a couple of things that I thought might highlight some of the points that have been discussed here today. Maybe before I do that, I should add my thanks to those that have already been given to the people that worked on this budget. I know that given all the different people that have an influence on the budget and that have to be taken into account and putting it together, it can be a frustrating and painful process, and I appreciate all the staff's efforts that's gone into it. Several people have already mentioned that we underspent our 2007 budget, or were projected to underspend our 2007 budget by about $9 million, about 7% of the budget. Why did that happen?
There really are two or three primary reasons as to why we have a projected underspend for this year. The largest has to do with the hiring pace and where we expect to end the year. We were budgeted originally at 519 by the end of 2007. And again, we now expect to be at 476. So that alone accounts for roughly $6 million of the projected underspend. In addition to that $6 million, over the course of the year, the work was done with IT to refine estimates for various projects that at the time slowed down some expenditures another roughly $3 million in unprotected, unspent funds. So right there, that pretty much does it.
The same question has been asked, and I guess answered in largely the same way every year that we've considered a budget. Is there any reason to think that we're going to be able to spend the budget we're asking for 2008? Are there factors that are changing that makes it more likely we'll be able to hire these targets, or are we going to ask the same question again with the same answer?
I don't know that you'll need to ask the same question again, but one thing that I can affirmatively say is that the majority of offices have done a very good job developing their estimates for 07 and 08. Large pockets of the organization are fairly well staffed for June. Those are kind of more back office. So it is narrowing in terms of areas, and I think the numbers have narrowed every year. So with any luck, we won't be there.
And we've had some success, in particularly in inspections this year. We certainly hope that we can repeat that success next year. And in part, it's because we've used some innovative, new programs. We have a retired partners programs that we initiated this year, and we have now 5 retired partners. We've looked for, different pools of talent. We tried a lot of new things, and although the hiring season was very different, usually we start hiring again after tax time in the summer. This year we had very little interest in the PCOB over the summer, but then it really heated up in the fall. So we're hoping that maybe we're establishing a new pattern in that respect. So. We have been making a lot of efforts to change the hiring patterns. So I think we may be more successful next year, just as we have been.
Okay, well, I guess I'm optimistic, or at least certainly optimistic. I won't be asking the same question next year. Well, let me ask about something else. I mean, there's already been a lot of discussion about the number of people in inspections and enforcement and how important those things are to the process. A number that I don't think has been mentioned is this. Out of the 507 people that we project to have on board at the end of 2008, 118 of them, almost one in four, would be what the budget calls the Office of Administration. It's a little hard for me to judge whether that's a high number or a low number relative to other organizations. It certainly sounds like a high number, just in the abstract. I wonder if you can discuss a little what we do to make sure that these people are actually contributing to the mission we're supposed to be accomplishing.
Well, the administration function really acts as the back office for this whole organization. As you know, Dan, we're a national organization with a number of offices across the country that need to be supported very carefully. The administration function includes IT, obviously the largest part, human resources, finance, including the annual support fee, our budget office, facilities, supporting the national regional offices, equipment, security, receptionists, the whole ball of wax, everything that you need to run an organization on a day-to-day basis. And the administration function, like the rest of the PCOB, was built very quickly in the early years, and so the numbers may look high. However, the numbers are falling. If you look at budgeted headcount between last year and this year, we're going from 135 to 118. IT in particular, the headcount is going from a budget of 84 to a budget of 70, even though we still have some program applications that we want to build there. As we mature, we're going to look for the right balance. We're mindful of cost savings. HR, for example, half of the HR division is devoted to recruiting. As we start to level off in recruiting, then I imagine we'll relook at that next year as well.
Does that 70 number in IT, are there also external consultants or outside people performing IT functions for us that aren't included there, or have we brought that in-house?
Right now, it's probably less than 3 or 4 people that come on site. We really have been using our own people for the past couple of years. Next year's budget for some of our larger projects, we expect to do some to outsource some of those projects.
Let me ask you another repeat question from last year. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act provides that the auditors of broker-dealers that file financial statements with the SEC are supposed to register with the board and, I guess, presumably be inspected. The SEC has delayed the implementation of that requirement until January 1st, 2009. Assuming that they don't delay it again, I would imagine that we would have to do considerable work during 2008 in order for all those people to be registered by the beginning of 2009. What does this budget provide in that respect?
The budget assumes no special or additional resources for that activity and assumes that the SEC will again delay the implementation requirement. Certainly, it's a decision that they'll have to make and have to adjust accordingly to that extension.
What does adjust accordingly mean? I mean, how would we deal with that if they essentially take no further action?
We have to see where we are in terms of our spending throughout the organization during the year and see what it would take to ramp up and presumably we will begin developing the 09 budget early in the year. So this time next year the budget would have resources to fully move forward, but we probably would have to identify some resources in 2018 to commence.
Something else that I think you referred to in your comments is that we envision that annual and special reporting, in other words, the updating of registration information on the part of the registered firms, would come into effect in 2008. How does that affect the budget that's in front of us here?
We put funds into the budget to build the annual and special reporting system next year. We have a small amount of funds that were put into the budget for the last quarter of this year to initiate the project. We expect work to begin, this week or next week, actually, on the system, and complete it by mid-year next year.
The building is only part of the cost. I mean, operating would be another issue. On the other hand, there would presumably be some offsetting revenue there because I think the statute envisions that we would take in fees to cover that. What does the budget assume about the operating costs?
At the moment, the budget includes no assumption with regard to fees for annual special reporting. It's going to flow directly from the decision of the board and the finalization of the rules. So until we have more information, we really didn't feel comfortable putting in any projections.
Presumably, I guess I'll just make this as my own statement. I want to ask you to do it. If those operating costs would be largely, if not entirely, offset by fees, so that ultimately, from a budgetary standpoint, it should be pretty much of a wash for it.
That's right.
Well, as the staff knows, since I sent them a lot of questions last night, I could go on for another hour or so, but I think I'll stop at that point. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. Are there any other comments or questions, Kayla?
Thank you. This is the sixth budget that this organization has adopted. In our first few years, we were, as you all know, a completely startup organization, somewhat unprecedented. We had no history. There was no other organization like us to judge how quickly we would be able to build our programs. We had no history and no precedent. And so our budgets were a little off those first few years. We, in the last couple of years, have been building a history. We have enough history now. We know how hard it is to hire people. We are tending to get some turnover statistics that help us better project. And so we are getting better at this process. I say this because, if it wasn't already clear with the questions and comments by other board members, this is a tight budget. It feels different to me than it has felt in the past. As Charlie noted, if everything goes the way we want it to, for the first time, our constraints on hiring will not be because we are unable to find competent and good people willing to work for us, but in fact, we may have to say no. That is, if these variables all turn out in a particular way. But there are a lot of variables at play here. The pace of hiring, our turnover, volume of enforcement actions, the pace of our technology projects, and whether or not we have to respond to an emerging or emergency issue over the year. All of these variables could make this budget even tighter than it feels today. There is a possibility that if all of these variables align themselves in one direction, the board may be placed in the position of having to seek supplemental funding in the middle of the year in order to faithfully meet the expectations of the investing public and to fulfill our statutory obligations. This being said, I am supporting this budget because I think it is unlikely that all of these variables will fall against the assumptions that have gone into the development of these numbers. Should such a thing occur, however, I'm confident that the board will have the strength to do what it needs to do and to secure supplemental funding. As it is unlikely that I'll be on the board at that time, I place a caution to my colleagues. I will continue to be a passionate observer, and I will hold your feet to the fire. Lastly, I'd like to thank again Angela, Bill, and all of your staff for the hard work. If we are getting better, it is because you are helping us get there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kayla. Other questions or comments? Hearing none, we can put the question to the board. All those in favor of approving the motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and the motion is carried. That concludes our agenda today. If there's no further business, the meeting is now adjourned.